Busted appliance? This is your sign to upgrade. Shop at Lowe's to get up to 35% off and next day delivery on hundreds of major appliances. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 3/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Order by 4 p.m. Available Monday through Saturday. Subject to availability. Fees, exclusions, and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/appliance delivery for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Save big money on your next painting project. Now at Menards. From your kitchen and bath to doors and trim, and even your ceilings, Dutch Boy has the perfect choice for your painting projects. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is a tough paint and primer that provides great scrub resistance and durability. Save big on Dutch Boy paints. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
On Real Ghost Stories Online. On a stormy night, a boy, a haunted chair, and the paranormal specters that wouldn't let him sleep.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You are about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is. 855-853-4802 is our phone number to share your real ghost story with us. We'd love to hear it. It's Tony and Carol with you on today's episode of the program. What's going on?
I got a little story to share with you.
Okay.
Okay, so I don't know. I had a friend pass away who I used to work with in radio. Did you guys ever work together?
We never worked together, but I did get to know him years after. We became friends, yeah.
Super nice guy.
Yep.
Like, and he and I were really, really close. Mm-hmm. And so his wife and I are really close, and he passed away right before Christmas, and it was just devastating.
Yeah.
You know, his wife is, it was unexpected.
Yeah, completely.
And she's had to deal with a lot, you know. All of a sudden, one day, you get up in the morning, and by the time you go to bed, your life will never be the same. It was one of those type of things. So she's had to do a lot of things on her own, and the two of them had bought a fifth wheel and a pickup.
Okay.
Like a big, like a Ram, you know, one of those that is going to haul a fifth wheeler.
Yeah.
So, she can't drive that truck. It's much too big for her. Now she has no desire to go out in the fifth wheel either. Mm-hmm. Why would you? And so she decided to sell the truck and her car, and she went and bought a new car.
Mm-hmm.
So there was one that she looked at, and she took it for a test drive and then was like, I really don't want that color. And then there was another one, and they said, well, why don't you take it home overnight, see what you think, which nobody ever does that. So they obviously really trusted her.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was exact same car, just a different color. There was only difference. So she gets in that one to take it home, turns on the radio, and it was on her husband's radio station,
mm-hmm.
the one he worked at, which is kind of weird because that station is an hour away. It's not one of the local stations that you would normally have programmed in.
Yeah.
It was the only station programmed in on any preset.
Wow.
And this bothers me, but at the same time, it's beautiful. He was doing a commercial. It was his voice. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
And to me, cool. The reason it bothers me is that when that happens, I think you should go through everything. And so that person is no longer doing commercials, because we have run into that in our careers, but mm-hmm. sometimes they slip through the cracks, and sometimes people like that.
Sure.
Because you'll hear their voice. So I get both sides of it. But I was really, I was like, man, I'm really glad that that happened, because she gets in that car, turns on the radio, it's on his station, and he is talking. And she goes, I took that as a confirmation. And I'm like, yeah, thank my God, when you think of a sign, would it get any bigger than that?
Yeah.
I thought just the fact that it was programmed to his station was a big deal, since it's an hour. The station's an hour out. That city's an hour.
Yeah, outside. It'd be like programming in a station that doesn't come in very good.
Exactly.
Know,
yeah. It comes in, but it's there's other country stations in the market that you would probably have programmed before that one.
Sure, sure.
You know, I've never had that station programmed on one of my cars. Mm-hmm. And because I just forget about it. It's not in our town.
Yeah.
But the fact it was the only preset that was set for a station that came in, everything else was just static.
That's cool. That's
his voice.
Yeah.
And I'm like, my God, you know, especially doing something that big, trading in his truck and her car to get a new car, which is a big thing to do on your own.
Sure.
And she goes, I think it was confirmation that I was doing the right thing. And I'm like, there would be no bigger sign, I think, that you could have gotten.
What if she's like, I don't really like this one, though. Let's go on another test drive and see if he shows up on other cars. And it's like, what do you think of this one?
Yeah. Talk about it. In the other car, she said, I liked it fine, but then she saw the other color and was like, I like that color better. I think I want that color. And then it was like, this is the one.
I like that. That's
Isn't
a cool,
that cool
story. Yeah, that is a cool story. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. Let's take a listen to our phone call. Hi.
This is Ray from Texas. In Evansville, Indiana. We were visiting my grandmother. We were staying in her trailer at the time. We were staying there, and it was a very stormy night, and everybody had gone to bed a little early. For some reason, my mother decided to stick me on the couch that night. She stayed in the bedroom down the hall, and my grandma was in her room. It was dark in there, and I didn't like the dark very much. I was pretty much scared of the dark as a child. Most children are. I remember laying there and not being able to sleep. I'd say probably an hour or two went by. I remember looking over at my grandmother's rocking chair, where she would sit and smoke a pipe. She smoked a corncob pipe. And I remember looking at the rocking chair, and I remember seeing it move, starting to move, not, you know, a lot, but just gradually. And I remember being a little freaked out by that. Of course, you know, rocking chairs don't move on their own. You feel comfortable and more protected when you're under a cover when you're a child. So I put the cover over my head, and I remember I was doing this, and all of a sudden I started seeing figures on the cover. You know, like light shining through, but it was like shapes, like bat wings, I guess. And meanwhile, I'm still awake. I'm not sleeping. I was trying my best not to be creeped out, because I was wanting to be brave. And then I remember seeing these like faces, like these, they were bodiless heads moving around, and they were different. One was red, horrible red, like terrible, terrible, terrible red color. There was a blue one, and there was a green one, and there were more than just three. There were probably six or seven of these things, and they were just hideous, horrible looking things. And I remember being very upset about it, and finally I took all I could, and I hightailed it down out off the couch, and I went through the hallway. And as I was going through the hallway, I was going to my grandmother's room. I noticed these things were following me, and like I was going to knock on my grandmother's door, and she was having a nightmare, probably because she was making all kinds of crazy noises in her sleep, like she was having a bad dream. So I went on down to the next bedroom where my mother was sleeping, and she'd been reading her Bible. She was a Christian woman, and I was raised in church, and she had been reading her Bible before she went to bed, saying, you know, and praying. And she left one of the side lamps was still on, and she was sleeping. She was out cold asleep. So I got up in bed with her, and she didn't wake up when I got into the bed. And I remember as I got to the bed, the wall in the back of the bed, I remember standing there holding the headboard and looking at the wall, and there was like, it was like someone opened up a scene from a movie. And all of a sudden, I just saw this whole black and white. It was like black and white. And there was this huge, giant, I mean, just giant, huge gate looming up into the sky. It was great. I've never seen anything so big in my life as far as the gate's concerned. And it looked like it was made of iron. And these people were, there was like hundreds of people, and they were all clamoring for this gate, and they were grabbing onto it, and they were climbing up the gate. And I remember they were trying to reach the top, and as they would try to do this, I would see these things come out of the sky. Now, I've heard of these creatures called harpies. They have wings like eagles or bats or whatever, and they come down. Well, these things had like spears in their arms, and as they came down, they would go into the crowd, and they would start to spear the people climbing on the gate. I remember thinking, this is horrible. Then I remember seeing this one thing came flying at me out of nowhere. And it was like, it looked like a man's face. But at the same time, it had the neck, the chin of a bullfrog. He opened his mouth and these frogs came out. So as I was freaking out, my mom wakes up and she looks over at me and she goes, "Ray, what are you doing in my bed? Why aren't you on the couch?" And I said, "Mother, I'm seeing things. There are horrible things I'm seeing. I'm seeing spirits or ghosts, or I don't know what they were. I didn't know what to call them at the time. So I didn't know what to call these things. You know, I might call them demons or demonic spirits or whatever you want to call it. I have no idea." My mother, as soon as she spoke to me, she spoke my name, all of a sudden this thing just folded up that I was seeing before my eyes. And I looked over at her, I was just like, I was so glad. She was chewing me out, but I was very glad she was talking to me. And so she picked me up. She goes, "Now we're going back to the couch, and you'll be fine. You just come with me." And so she grabs me and picks me up very gently. And I remember everything seemed to just float away, to move away. As soon as she touched me, it was like everything I heard, all these voices I was hearing, the things I saw were gone. They just fled from her sight. And she took me in, she laid me back down on the couch, and she tucked me back in, gave me a kiss. She said, "There's nothing to be afraid of, sweetheart. There's nothing to be afraid of, so just go to sleep." So I remember thinking, I was thinking in my mind, "Yeah, Mom, well, you didn't see what I did." If you saw that, you would be a little bit nervous too. She went on back to bed, and I tried to sleep, and I eventually did fall asleep. But before I fell asleep, I heard this woman's voice. It was a woman, and it was, I thought it would be, people would think it was a nice voice, you know, very pleasant to hear to the ears. But the problem was this voice was not all as pleasant as it was made out to be, because the words she spoke were not kind words. And I did not take them kindly. She said to me, "You know, your mother's not always going to be around. Pretty soon in your future, she's going to, something like, pretty soon she's going to die." You know, and you tell a child that, that kind of freaks them out. And I thought, it was kind of a warning. It was like she was saying, you know, your mother may be protecting you now, but, you know, later on, she's not going to be around to do that. And we can do what we want, that kind of thing, you know. But that was one of my first experiences I ever had with the paranormal and spirits and whatnot. And I am a very, very sensitive person when it comes to that kind of thing. But I do have other stories to tell you, but I'm not going to tell you right now because I've probably taken too much time up. We just like what you're doing, and we appreciate it. And y'all have a great day, okay? And God bless. Bye-bye.
Thanks for sharing that experience with us. Thoughts on that?
You know, it's interesting to me because that was really intense. I don't know how old he was, but not too old, it sounds like.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just like one thing after another that was just bizarre.
Yeah.
The head things following him, the movie thing on the wall, and all these things he was seeing. Then he does say that he's sensitive, and so I know he's had other experiences. But did anything like that ever happen again? Or once they left Grandma's house, Do you know, was it associated with Grandma's house or was it associated with him? You know, because like first I saw a rocking chair rocking. That seems haunted from Grandma's house. But then seeing the other things he was seeing, was that him? I don't know.
I don't know.
And I do think it's weird that his grandma smoked a corncob pipe because that sounds so like old-timey, moonshiny sort of thing.
I just think of Frosty the Snowman.
Right. And a corncob
pipe and a button nose and two eyes made a... How come nobody's ever, you know, in our uber woke society, nobody's ever said, why is Frosty smoking?
Right?
And he's
bad for a snowman with no, it's so bad. He has no lungs.
Well, and he's a snowman. So should a snowman really be smoking? Is that a great idea? I mean,
how's he not melting around the mouth?
Oh my God. Oh my God, Frosty. Yeah.
Yeah, not that's some effed up stuff.
I'm glad we.
Smokes a corncob pipe? Nobody except Frosty and his grandma.
Exactly. There you go. Maybe they had a thing going on. That'd be kind of weird. I saw Grandma out back with a snowman, and don't want to see that again. If you want access to the bonus episodes and everything, check out our premium channel on Apple Podcasts. You can try it for 3 days free right now. Get everything ad free and in advance. Until next time. For Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Bettering your business takes working with the best. With the James Hardie Alliance, you gain access to leads, training, networking, and support from the number one brand of siding in North America. Achieve new levels of success by joining the James Hardie Alliance today.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.